respectfully suggested to the minister that an administrator should be appointed to run the affairs of MFG, and that this administrator would have the powers and also the means, of course, to ensure that MFG can carry out its mandate. And that would also ensure a seamless transfer, and the experienced staff over there would continue providing the services throughout the sprawling Gaeltacht from Waterford to Donegal. This would be the quickest, the most effective, the most economical and rational response. But I did highlight that if a liquidator was appointed, that it would have disastrous and serious consequences.
Can the minister, as it were, unilaterally act on that, or does it have to be ultimately sought by the MFG board?
Yeah, perhaps the minister cannot do this. The fact that it's a limited company, commercial law applies, but I'm quite sure that if MFG does this, and I've no doubt but that MFG and the various officials are speaking to each other, that a recommendation like that coming from the minister, or if a suggestion goes to the minister, that is one that they should buy into. This will have to be a decision by the minister with responsibility to ensure that the funding for the programmes is made available to whoever will run it. Now, there may be other recommendations even better than that, and if there are, then I would like to hear them.